Political Watch with Graham Richardson.
Good afternoon, Richo.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I trust you will.
I am very well indeed. I've just had a lovely meal at the Malaya. So I'm sitting here looking out over the harbour, and I'm feeling very, very comfortable.
Good. Let's get stuck into it, because we've only got a couple of minutes today, so okay. Here we go. One in eight households are struggling to pay home insurance after price increases of up to 50% over the past year, and there are now warnings that governments will have to spend more on protecting flood-prone areas to prevent the mass exodus of people from insurance schemes. Now, research this week from Actuaries, the Actuaries Institute, it was released on Monday. It shows the medium home insurance premium, it increased in the last 12 months by $400. Richo, my question to you is, can governments do more to make insurance more affordable for the average Australian?
No. What they can do more of is better floodproofing, so that you don't have to spend so much money on insurance. But the actual industry, we don't have constitutional power for price reform, so that's not going to happen. But you do hope that our planners will just get a bit smarter. I mean, you know, some of the places we've allowed houses to be built, and I cite areas around Richmond and Windsor, it's just crazy, because every time you get a drop of rain, they flood.
Yeah, I just, you know, we keep, when we talk about this, we keep getting phone calls from people, and it's not just home insurance, it seems to be all sorts of insurance that's going up. Car insurance, even green slips going up for people.
I know, insurance is just rocketing up. I mean, there should be a government inquiry into whether or not there's price gouging, or whether or not the price increases are justified. But at the moment, they don't have to justify anything. They just do it.
Yeah.
And I think that is a really big weakness here in our setup, because, getting your house insured is not really voluntary, is it? I mean, you've just got to do it.
Australian voters have cut their support for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. They say after this fierce political dispute over the Indigenous Voice, slashing his net performance rating from 16 to just 2 percentage points over the past month. The shift has narrowed the gap between Labor and the Coalition to only 4 percentage points on a primary vote. This is according to the last poll that came out this week. Richo, the poll also showed that support for The Voice has slipped from 48 to 46%. Now, look, this is on the yes-no question, obviously, and that continues the decline. Way back in February, it was 63% in favour of yes. Now it's dropped to 46%. Graham, should the Prime Minister just get this over and done with? Because it seems as though it's looking very much like the longer it goes on, the worse the result will be for the yes vote.
Yeah, well, I don't think it matters when he holds it. I can't see how he wins it. And if that's the case, then what you do is you get it over and done with in a hurry, so that people have got time to forget about it between now and the next election. So if it was me, I'd be doing it tomorrow.
Again, the Prime Minister says renters' rights were important but can't be done in a way to dampen the housing supply. He was speaking in Melbourne this morning. He told reporters he was confident that every Premier and Chief Minister was on the same page in relation to housing. He also had a crack at the Greens and said they needed to support social housing, and argued the time for political games is over. Look, I said earlier this week, Graham, you don't have to be Stephen Hawking to work out how to make housing more affordable. It's three things. You increase the release of land available for building new homes. You speed up rezoning of appropriate areas for higher density developments, and you remove charges that add to building costs. Those things haven't been happening in the past.
Now, well, the first two are easy, and they should be made to happen now. Those are things within the government's control. They don't require any special legislation. They're just easy. And so we should be doing them, and we should be doing them now. I don't know why governments are so timid about this, because I think the only thing that you're going to get if you do it is more popularity.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And if you believe the polls, they need to do that.
Yeah. I think Albo's really taken on a lot with The Voice, and that has dented his popularity. Because the Voice seems to me to be losing popularity and support at a very fast pace. And it's a danger for the Prime Minister, a big one.
Consumer spending across New South Wales is tumbling under the weight of supersized mortgage repayments, and the nation's biggest lender predicts the Reserve Bank will need to slash interest rates a full percentage point to stabilise the economy. A new measure of household spending compiled by the Commonwealth Bank shows consumers are struggling to make ends meet. Do you think the government is doing enough to help Australians make ends meet at the moment?
Well, I don't know what else you can do apart from handing out a check to everybody, and I don't think that's very good economics. This is not easy, and we've had this Australian dream of everyone's got to own their own home. It's not that way in many other countries, but it seems to be the way we prefer it. Maybe that preference might have to change over time. And I say that as a personal view. It's certainly not the Labor Party's view.
Yeah, I think it's already starting to do that, Graham. From people that called here when I grew up, when you grew up, it was the big goal to go out and get yourself a home, but that seems to not be the case these days. And look, I think many Australians, young Australians, are probably happy to rent rather than go out there and, you know, put themselves in for a big, you know, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 home loan.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. The price of land and house has gone up so much that the old days of getting $100,000 as your loan, they're gone. That won't buy you anything. Everyone's going for $500,000, $600,000. Well, gee, that takes some repaying, doesn't it?
Mate, I remember 30 years ago, you know, I was talking to someone and they'd gone and borrowed $500,000 from the bank and I nearly fell over. These days, it's the average home loan.
Yeah, these days it's very common, and people are really struggling to pay it back. You can't guarantee that interest rates will stay where they are, and so if you are someone looking at buying a home, you have to look at not just today's interest rate. You've got to say, well, what it'll be like over the next year or two. Will I still be able to afford this in a year's time if there are three or four rises in the cost of money?
Yeah, you've got to do some planning and realise that you can't have it all today. Sometimes you've got to start out slowly. The old saying, Richo, slowly, slowly catch the monkey. Mate, I've got to love you and leave you. I've got to go to the news. You have a good weekend. Thank you for taking some time to talk to us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, mate. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.